I'd like to invite Blaise up. We're going to have a mission moment, a report from Blaise on, I believe, the work in the Congo. Come on.
I've been receiving a lot of people calling me, even some of them texting me. And then one of the best important things, there are even some psychologists who are coming home dealing with what I'm going through as challenges. One of the questions one of my psychologists asked me, what do you think, where do you think your strength's coming from? And then I told him that, okay, the best straightforward answer on that was that my faith is unshakable. And I mean by that, we will be watching or listening the audio clip that it's a Congolese band. I guess Philip will be explaining more in terms of what the band is singing. It's actually in one of our natural languages. But the main reason why I'm standing here is that to invite all of you to attend next Sunday Christian dedications. It's going to be very, very exciting. So we'll be talking about Congolese Mennonite in the DRC, which is Congo. I have to be very honest of telling you that each and every time, or the few moments which I've spent with you here, I really have learned a lot. There's a lot of positive things to learn about the West Mennonite here in the United States. And I think, and I've been sharing with some of my friends, that there is a lot which we need to take from you. It's really, there's a lot of positive things which we need to take from you. Having said that, so Western Mennonite as well do have a lot to learn from Congolese Mennonite. So that's what we'll be discussing next Sunday. It's going to be very fine. Please, I'm praying that no one will be sick. So please attend. It's going to be very, very fun. We'll be talking very serious issues in terms of how, what Mennonites, in terms of the way, how do we worship God. There are serious issues such as, like, does God speak? And the impact of the Mennonite legacy. You know, you heard people like Aaron Jensen, who was the first pioneer Mennonite in the DRC. They've really left a very great positive things. And those legacies are still living. Today, if you go to Congo, you will find that Mennonite are in all levels of societies. If you in the government, schools, hospitals, and we are becoming a voice in the Congo, which many people can really are appreciating. In fact, that's what you're going to learn to know exactly what's the impact of the Mennonite in the Congo. What are they doing at the moment? What the Western Mennonite can learn from us. So I'm extending these invitations. Please join me next Sunday. Don't miss. It will be fun. Thank you.
You can come in, come up and dance if you feel so led.
Les Mennonites, joyeux Sidi, car ils ont appelé la force, nous cherchons la paix, la sanctification, ça les guerres, nous sommes, les guerres, les seigneurs,
nous sommes,
les guerres, les seigneurs.
Souvenez-vous l'état pour les disciples de Jésus.
Must be a move of the spirit.
Souvenez-vous l'état pour les disciples de Jésus qui restait. Ils avaient été, ils ne se les passaient pas. Ils avaient été, ils ne se les visions. Elle disait, avait connu l'épanouissement. Ayant aussi, il ne se les passait. Ayant aussi, il ne se les visions. Aimons-nous pour combattre la peine, pour combattre la division dans l'église, pour combattre les querelles, pour combattre.
Well, I think you get the idea, but.
The song was written as part of the 100-year celebration of the Congolese church, or of Mennonite presence in Congo. And it recognizes that there has been some division, and so the song prays for unity, for well-being, for all people within the church, for a common vision, for us to recognize, for the Congolese Christians to recognize that they are all Anabaptists and followers of Jesus, and gives a desire to share that good news with others. And I think those things are kind of indicative of some of the strengths that the Congolese church brings to the worldwide Mennonite body.